shoe!
A quarantined cruise ship in Yokohama, Japan, has risen panic as the captain announced an additional 66 corona cases on board. The outbreak is the largest outside of China, with about 3,700 people on board. The Japanese officials are set to test all passengers on the cruise ship, as well as send in more food and medical supplies to all those quarantined. World Health Organization Manager of Emergency Response in Africa, Michelle Yu, reports the outbreak as a public health emergency of international concern.
For us, it's a high priority. As I mentioned, the risk access is very high for China and China neighborhood, but it's high also for Africa. And it's why the public health emergency of international concern has been declared, is to mobilize the entire community. We need to know more about the virus and what could be effective on it in terms of treatment and possible vaccine. So declaring it a public health emergency will mobilize the entire community to focus on.
Ahead of the State of the Nation address, business writer for Financial Mail, Mudiwa Gavaza, warns us about the potential economic turmoil that the pandemic could have in South Africa.
Well, if oil prices are to come down, as some people in the market are speculating, then it's possible that the fuel prices might come down in South Africa. But that also just depends on how long it takes to actually contain the disease, and then after the disease has been contained, how long will it take for China to get back to sort of like business as usual? So that's one possible impact, because fuel is something that every South African uses. It's something that's factored into the prices of bread, meat, everything. Yeah.
Yu says people traveling to affected areas should take necessary precautions.
So what we advise people, if you're traveling from the affected area and you have some symptoms, to quickly go to the health facility before reaching the level of requiring intensive care. And also this will help you to protect your families and your neighborhood not to to have the disease. So seeking healthcare early is really the good thing to do.
As business continues in China, strict quarantinative guidelines have been put in place, urging people to work remotely if possible to reduce the chances of transmission. Reporting for Multimedia Live and Arena Holdings, Mudiyahi Mashamaite.